T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So there is something interesting of note that happens near the top of this CBS mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
It is a trade up by the Broncos to the 4th pick with Arizona to select J.J. McCarthy.
Whoa.
Draft hype is real.
Whoa. Hold on. I'm going to sound like Donovan Edwards here for a moment. Whoa.
You.
I can't even find it.
We can all just do the drop. It's fine.
Wait. What do the Broncos have left to trade? Are they offering stock in the team? Edible arrangements? They don't have any picks.
It doesn't say what they offered. It does look like they pick swapped with Arizona, though.
Okay. Well, look, Minnesota's got pick 11 and 23. So if Denver's going to make that move, you've got to beat that package. Now, I'll stick to the game plan here.
I'm thinking Sertan and picks.
Oh, we included a player now.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Rico wins. Look, again, it's never about whether J.J. deserves to be taken there. The answer is no. But we are in a quarterback-centric league.
Yeah.
There aren't enough quarterbacks, and you desperately have to do something to get one. So he will go there.
Because here's the thing. Think about it like this. If he came out this year, we would be talking about J.J. and Shedeur Sanders. And I don't think either are top 10 picks, but because of the scarcity of quarterbacks— Now they are.
You're going to do desperate things to put a roof over your head. Go ahead, Kenny.
So the next most interesting things that happen, obviously.
Now it's all Donovan Edwards time.
Couple of wide receivers taken back-to-back. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Chargers. And Mike, your New York Giants select Malik Nabers.
Whatever. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a chance. Nabers is splendid. I mean, he's a fabulous player.
So now... Kenny, did the first four picks all go quarterback?
Absolutely.
So you had to take Nabers. He was the best pick. See, once again, Jim Harbaugh is an evil genius. He is inflating the price of J.J. so that he gets the number one non-quarterback player at pick 5, and he goes out and gets a wide receiver for his
QB. No offense, I'm not going to ever use the term genius with a weirdo that lives in an RV.
Evil genius.
Okay.
First edge taken off the board here is Dallas Turner. He's going to the Falcons.
He's become the consensus number one. You know, there was talk at the beginning of the process, Jared Verse, Dallas Turner. Now Verse is kind of falling. Lots of Lions from UCLA.
Passing on him.
Well, again, it's all up to these mocks. No one gets anything right. But the one thing that is seemingly happening is Dallas Turner's going in the top 10.
So, question for you guys. Do you think Brock Bowers went in the top 10 in this mock?
I'm going to say no. Kenny, I've seen him consistently in the low teens to early 20s.
Man, don't worry about me. Just answer the damn question.
The question is, yes, he is taken 10th by the Jets.
This is why we're doing this.
Okay. And again, I don't understand why Bowers, you know, Rico calls it prospect fatigue. I don't get how all of a sudden he's not a top 10 pick. Just doesn't add up to me. He's an absolute weapon. You just don't see tight ends, collegiate level, being split out wide and running legitimate wide out one routes. You know, Brock Bauer split out and he's running a post corner in the red zone. Like, it doesn't happen. Double moves for a tight end. Like, he's unique. He's outstanding. It's weird to me, no?
Do you think maybe they're worried about the injury status, though? Is he completely healthy?
I mean, he had the rubber band surgery on the ankle. It's not like he broke his spine.
I understand, but you know, when it comes to draft, Mike, if you had a hangnail, that can drop you three slots.
Yeah, or you could be Dez Bryant and they ask you if your mom's a prostitute. Still, bar none, the singular most insulting question ever asked in the history of sports.
Still wondering how he did not jump across the table.
A team executive sits down and asks, is your mother a whore? How is that possible?
So a couple of back-to-back in-division picks here. We got Quinion Mitchell going to the Vikings at pick 11. And Jared Verse going to the Bears at 12.
You got to stop with the Vikings. Can we all agree if they have pick 11 and 23 and they don't walk out of here with a quarterback, that is a complete dumpster fire? You have to convince Justin Jefferson to re-sign, and you're offering him that loser ginger Sam Darnold? You have to get a quarterback.
If you don't move up, which I feel like, why? But if you don't, then you're going to have to either choose between Nix or Penix and say, Justin, which one do you want?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Mike, okay, granted, Justin realizes by the time they, you know, because they're both old, I get it. Justin's not thinking long-term. He's thinking for the next 3 years.
All right, Kenny.
So, Rico, before the segment started, you told me the draft doesn't really start until the Raiders pick. And they picked, and they went relatively boring. They went with the kid from Oregon State, the tackle, Talise Fuaga, I think.
That's not the Raiders.
So yeah. That's my question, though, to you guys, is do the Raiders once again go full Raiders in this?
No.
I do. I think they do.
How dare you?
No. Mike, this is one where
Antonio Pierce will not allow it. He will punch someone in the face if they try to be stupid.
Does he sign his own checks?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
Antonio Pierce is a superhero.
Okay.
I love Antonio Pierce, all right? He was a Giants legend.
Kenny, they'll take a quarterback.
Who?
They will take one of those two quarterbacks.
Go up there and put it on the board. If you're going to be so verbose and so cocky while being verbose, right there on the bet board, wheel your chair around. Don't give me that look.
We're talking about the Raiders.
Wheel the chair around and write it up there.
Oh, up there. We're talking about the Raiders.
Dinner bet.
Okay.
Dinner bet.
We're talking.
Raiders will not take a quarterback. Dinner bet.
Okay.
I mean, that's the field. I'll take the field. It's a quarterback. They might take a wideout or something.
You want in on this?
No, I'm on your side.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, 100%.
You like the free food. Like,
absolutely.
Hey, okay, so Kenny throws in the ketchup packet.
Put it on the board.
I got plenty of ketchup packets.
Put it on the board.
Okay. We're talking Raiders here.
Board.
Okay.
To David Steelers, Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson.
See, that's a guy, if you're, now again, Brad does whatever he wants to in the draft. Wiggins is a different type of corner at 6'2", rangy, absolute hustle plays left and right. You guys got to go look up. There was a play Wiggins had against Miami, chasing down an 80-yard touchdown to stop him short of the goal line. That's a Lion type guy. All hustle, he's got the physical tools, and he's a tall, lanky corner. That's the type of dude you move up for. He won't be there at 29. Started a process, he was.
So this name isn't particularly interesting, but I like the actual name, Jackson Powers Johnson, going to
Oregon.
The Dolphins. Yep.
Why is it not interesting? He plays center and guard, and he's really good.
I just like the name. That's the
okay.
only reason.
Excellent. Thank you, Kenny.
And Mike, what did you say about the Vikings earlier?
If they don't get a quarterback, this is a dumpster fire.
And they did. They got Rico's guy, Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, forget it. You'll need a box of wet wipes, please. This guy will lose his mind.
Unfortunately, he'll be a Raider.
Wait, yeah, okay.
You want to double down on that? That's the quarterback they're going
say
after?
Say it right now. wheel your ass around and go put that up on the window.
Maybe I got some inside information.
You do, man, please. Only thing inside is your head up your wazoo. No, you write the Raiders thing down. Kenny and I are putting lunch on this. Okay. Who do the Lions take?
The Lions take.
Wait. The Lions will take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Nope, Kool-Aid goes to the Eagles 27th. The Lions take wide receiver from Georgia, Ladd McConkey.
Now look, Josh Reynolds just left for the Broncos. You need a number three. Number three is generally a lineup in the slot.
But you got a number three.
Who?
DPJ.
You are acting like a complete ass.
Mike, the Lions said, hey, we want to invest in him. Believe Brad. Brad said it. Not me.
I don't hate the idea of a wide receiver. It just would bother me if Ladd McConkey was the pick for this particular team. I think if you're going to take a receiver, you got to have a guy that provides something you don't have.
A Keon Coleman?
Yeah, like a Megatron light. You need a big-bodied, red zone type guy.
Was Coleman already taken, or did he get passed?
I don't see him being picked already.
So,
no, he was not.
What's your take on Ladd McConkey?
I think that if you're going to take a receiver, I told you, you got to take a big receiver. Keon Coleman and A.D. Mitchell.
Thank you. Adane. It's A.D.
His mama named him Adane.
Why did he go by A.D. his whole career?
Because, you know, us close to him.
It's like you coming in one day and saying my new name is Boban. No, it's Rico. You don't get to change it.
You get to change it, man. You have to respect it.
I don't have to do anything.
The Valentin Boban show.
Right, exactly.
And that is...
Hey, we are signing Tobias this summer. It's going to be exciting.
That's your
bring him back. And they can do the commercial here.
All right, can he hit the
along
the
that's
river.
Your mock draft blitz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.